真的是很高兴能够再一次跟大家来分享主日信息。
Very happy once again I can share the Lord's sermon with everyone.
有一首诗歌大家可能都很熟悉。
There's a hymn most of you might be really familiar with.
它的名字叫《主活》。
It's called He Lives.
它的副歌歌词的第一段是这样唱的。
And the chorus it sings like this.
他说：“主活，主活，我他今仍然活着，与我交谈，与我同行。”生命载入同过。
He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way.
我相信每一天能够跟主这样的交谈，与主同行，应该是所有信主的人都很期待的。
I believe communicating and walking with God every day is what every Christian look forward to.
其实你如果回去圣经的时候，我们可以观察到神是一位乐意跟人交谈与互动的神。
If we look back into the Bible, God is a God who is willing to communicate and interact with humans.
一般来说，我们都是透过读经、祷告来跟神交谈、跟互动的。
Oftentimes, we communicate and interact with God through prayer and reading the Bible.
但是你有没有发现，我们的祷告很多时候是单向式的，把自己想要的东西，就像开清单一样，一股脑就向神说。
However, I don't know if you ever noticed, every time we pray, we often use it as unidirectional, where we give a list, a laundry list to God.
好像说完以后，我们也没有等到神回答，我们就走了。
And after we pray, we don't even get an answer from God, and we turn around and walk away.
这种单向式的交通，当我们遇到困难，或是遇到不公平的待遇的时候，就会变得很不一样。
And this unidirectional communication becomes a problem when we face unfair situations.
我们会埋怨神说为什么是这样而不是那样以及为什么是我而不是他呢
We often complain, why is it this and not that? Or why is it me and not others?
听起来有没有点熟悉啊
Doesn't that sound a little familiar?
不过你有没有想过神也是会问我们问题的
But have you ever pondered upon the question whether God will ask us questions?
你们知道神问人的第一个问题是什么吗
Do you know what is the first question that God asked man?
那就是你在哪里
That was, where are you?
它出现在创世纪的三章九节。
That question occurred in Genesis chapter 3, verse 9.
是神问亚当的第一个问题。
It was the first question God asked Adam.
随后神也问过许多旧约的人物。
Later on, God asked other characters in the Old Testament.
这包括了亚伯拉罕、摩西、还有先知以利亚、以西结等等。
It includes Abraham, Moses, Elijah, as well as Ezekiel.
到了新约时代，主耶稣也问过他的门徒们和一些寻求医治和要求显神迹的人。
And in the New Testament, Jesus asked his disciples, as well as those people who want to be healed, similar questions.
如果就比如说那个患有十二年血漏的病人，还有今天经文中病了三十八年的。
Just like the woman subject to bleeding for 12 years, and also the man that was in the passage today.
如果你再想一想,
If you think about it,
当神问人问题的时候，难道他不知道那个人的光景，或是那个人想需要吗?
When God asks people a question, doesn't God already know their situation and their question and their needs?
当然不是。
Of course not.
因为圣经很清楚地告诉我们，神是全知、全能跟全在的。
God already knows because in the Bible he tells us God is omniscient, omnipotent, as well as omnipresent.
既然如此，当神问人问题的时候，是不是有特别的用意呢
？So because of that, when God asks you a question, doesn't he have a meaning behind it, a purpose?
当然有。
Of course he does.
很多时候，他是在挑战我们去审查我们自己现在的光景是如何。
A lot.
我们是不是真的认识他？还有我们是不是做了他？
He is challenging us to examine ourselves, what our situation is, whether we truly know him, and also whether we have done something that is against him. Let me give a couple of examples.
当神问亚当说你在哪里的时候，神是要亚当知道他的躲藏是不能躲避他自己所犯的错误。
When God asks Adam the question, where are you? God wants him to know that he cannot escape his mistakes by hiding away.
然后当神问以利亚的时候，他问以利亚说，以利亚，你在这里做什么呢？ 神是要以利亚审查他自己现在的境况，为什么他会灰心丧志到如此？
When God asks Elijah, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" God wants him to examine his circumstance, why he is so downcast so much.
当主耶稣问门徒们说：“你们说我是谁？”
And when Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
主耶稣是要门徒们知道。他们现在所跟随的人是神的儿子，是基督。
Jesus wants the disciples to know that the person that they're following is God's Son, the Christ.
而当主耶稣三次问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”主耶稣是要建立彼得，并且确认他愿意为主走十字架道路的决心。
And when Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" He wants to strengthen Peter and also to confirm his willingness to walk the path of cross.
所以可见的，当神问人问题的时候，他是别有用心的。
So from those, we can see that when God asks man a question, there is a meaning behind it.
事实是，神的提问总是要让我们得到益处的。
God's questioning actually wants to benefit us.
那么，当这个主耶稣问这个病了38年的人说：“你要痊愈吗？”他的用意又如何呢
？When Jesus asked this invalid man for 38 years, "Do you want to be well?" What is his meaning and his purpose?
这就是今天我想跟大家一起来探讨的题目。
And that is the title that I want to share with everyone today.
这个题目的英文翻译，我个人觉得 King James Version 翻得比较好。
I personally like the King James Version of the translation a little better.
因为它表示主耶稣所要给人的痊愈，不只是肉体上的医治而已。
And the translation is, "Well, thou be made whole," which Jesus doesn't want just to give physical healing.
他要给一个完整的、全人的医治。
He wants to give a full healing, a whole, made you whole.
也就是包括肉体上和灵性上的医治。
Which includes both physical and spiritual.
所以根据今天的经文，我把它分成三点。
So with today's passage, I split it up into three parts.
那就是第一，想要痊愈的话，就要先认清自己的情况。
So to be made whole, you have to realize your current situation, current condition.
然后想要痊愈呢，就认清谁是真正的医治者。
And secondly, is to realize who is a true healer.
然后最后要痊愈，就要持守盼望。
And third, to hold unswervingly to the hope to him in him.
我们来看第一点。
Let's first look at the first point.
首先，我不知道你有没有听过一个这样的故事。
I don't know if you have heard of the story.
他提到了一个人梦见跟他跟神之间有一些交谈。
It mentions that a person had a dream of talking to God. In the dream, he was talking to God.
这个人问神一个问题说。
And this person asked God this question.
你对人感到惊讶的事有哪些呢
？And the question is, what are some things that shock you regarding man? The question was to God.
神回答说，其中的一件事，人在前半生。拼命的用健康来换取财富，到了后半生却拼命的用想要赚取的财富来换取健康。
That is, man uses health in exchange for wealth in the first part of their life, and then in the second part of life, they use the wealth that they obtained to purchase health.
听起来是不是有点讽刺
？Isn't it a little ironic?
是的。
Yes.
很多时候，我们人总是在失去之后才想到要珍惜。
We often think to cherish something after we have lost it.
当我们为现实生活、事业、工作忙碌奔波的时候
，When we're busy for work and for life,
很自然的健康的考量就变得不是那么重要。
Naturally, we neglect our physical health, physical body health.
这个时候疾病当然就会趁虚而入。
And of course, disease will come in between.
那么你要痊愈吗
？So therefore, will thou be whole, made whole?
我的答案就是要痊愈，就要先认清自己的状况。
My answer is, if you want to be healed, you must realize your current condition.
也就是说，你要认清自己到底是在什么样的情况，是生病了吗
？You want to know what condition you are currently under. Are you sick?
若是生病了，到底有多严重？如此，我们才能够对症下药。
If you are sick, then how sick are you? Because then we'll know how to treat it with medicine.
就好像每年我的太太都会要我去做一次健康检查。
Just like every year, my wife asks me to go get a yearly physical.
目的是要知道我身体的状况。
The reason is to see how my body's doing.
如果发现我这个心脏有问题的，胆固醇过高，或者血压超标呢
see if I have heart problems or my cholesterol is high or my blood pressure is high.
我们就要开始找医生治疗了。
Then I would have to seek doctors and get treatment.
要不然后果可能会不堪设想。
Or else the result will be terrible.
这个新约的马可福音的第二章。
In Mark, chapter 2.
它记载了主耶稣呼召利未马太作为门徒。
It recorded Jesus calling Matthew Levi to be a disciple.
随后这个主耶稣到利未的家去。
And afterwards, Jesus went to Levi's house.
有好些税吏罪人跟耶稣并门徒一同坐席。
And many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him, sitting with him together.
这个法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣跟罪人并税吏一同吃饭。
Pharisees and scribes saw Jesus eating with tax collectors and sinners.
也就对耶稣的门徒说。
So then, they said this to the disciples.
他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？
Why does he eat with the tax collectors and sinners?
耶稣听见就对他们说。
And on hearing this, Jesus said to them,
康健的人不用医生，有病的人才用得着。
It is not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick.
我来本不是召义人，乃是召罪人。
I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
主耶稣对文士的回答说明了一个很重要的事实。
The response Jesus gave to the Pharisees showed a really important truth.
那就是康健的人不用医生，有病的人才用得着。
That is, those who are healthy, they do not need a doctor. Only the sick do.
所以认清自己是不是有病，是得医治的第一步。
So therefore, the first step of getting healing is recognizing whether we are sick or not.
不过请大家注意。
I want everyone to focus on this point.
当耶稣说有病的人，并不只是指身体方面的病而已。
When Jesus says those unhealthy, those are sick, with quotation mark, he doesn't only mean the physical disease.
他也是指属灵方面的问题。
He also means spiritually.
因为他把有病的人跟罪人同时并列在一起。
Because the sick and sinners are aligned together in his answer.
其实在罗马书三章二十三节，大家都很熟悉的，他就已经说到这个事实。
In Romans chapter 3 verse 23, it says this.
他说：“世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。”
It says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
这是因为我们都承袭了亚当跟夏娃违背神的罪。
Because we inherit the sin of rebellion from God, from Adam and Eve.
而且约翰一书一章八节也说：“我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们的心里。”
In 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, it says, If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
但是很有趣的是，我们常常会彼此互称说我们是正常人，是健康的人。
But interestingly, we always talk to each other that we're normal, we're healthy.
但不知那只是外表看起来而已。
However, that's only from the outside. That's what it looks like.
实际上，我们每个人身上或多或少都会有一些毛病。
Honestly, every one of us have some kind of problem within us.
而且都是天生的属灵残障。
We all have innate spiritual disability.
这是因为最严重的影响我们跟神之间的关系。
Because sin has greatly affected our relationship with God.
也因为如此，保罗在以弗所书二章说，我们是死在过犯。
And because of that, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, he says, As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
所以我们都需要被医治，被拯救。
So therefore, we all have to be healed, we all have to be saved.
这就是我们每个人没有认识神以前的光景。
And that is the condition before we know God.
我们看到今天经文的二到三节中。
We can see from verse 2 to 3 from today's passage.
使徒约翰告诉我们，在耶路撒冷靠近羊门的毕士大，有一个很多人聚集。
Apostle John tells us that in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate, a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda.
其实亚兰文的毕士大是怜悯之家，或者是流动的水的意思。
And that means house of mercy or flowing water.
如果我们把这两个意思连贯起来。
If you connect those two words together,
你可以说是透过流动的水来传达怜悯的家。
We can say through flowing water, we spread mercy to houses.
这不正是那些聚集的人所等待的吗？
Isn't that what all people that were there waiting for?
而这些人，约翰说是瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的。
In John says these people are blind, they're the lame, they're the paralyzed.
换句话说，这些人都是身上有残疾的人。
You can say they all have some kind of disability.
而且他们都是躺在地上的。
And they all lay on the floor.
不能够随意的行动。
And they can't move freely.
我想，即使他们要起来上厕所，可能都需要有人帮忙。
I think even if they want to get up to use the bathroom, they need assistance.
所以很显然呢，他们聚集的目的是想要得到痊愈。
So therefore, the purpose of them being here is they want to be healed.
或许他们当中也有些人就如那患了十二年血漏的妇人一样。
Maybe many of them are like the woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years.
在医生的手里花尽了他们一切养生的。
And spend all their money on trying to get healed by the doctors.
并没有一人能够医好他们。
However, nobody can cure them.
在这种绝望的情况下，他们听到耶路撒冷城的祭司大使可以治百病。
In this hopelessness, they heard in Bethesda in Jerusalem they can provide healing for all diseases.
他们就忍着痛苦来到了耶路撒冷城。
So therefore they endured their pain and came to Jerusalem.
其中当然包括那个病了38年的人。
And among them include the man who has been invalid for 38 years.
姑且不论这个祭司大使是不是能够治百病。
Doesn't matter how truthful it is for Bethesda to cure all diseases.
他们知道一点，就是自己如果不寻求医治，是绝对无法解除自己的痛苦。
All these people, they understand if they do not seek help, they will not be freed from pain.
说到这里，就让我想起我自己的父亲。
When I speak up to here, I remember my own father.
他在年轻的时候，因为操劳过度而失去了视力。
Because of exhaustion, he lost his sight in his early years.
在他往后的三十几年当中，他的活动空间从以前可以骑着脚踏车到处走，缩小到只能在家中的走廊里摸索的走动。
His range of activity shrunk from able to ride bikes to different places to small areas within the house.
而且衣食住行都需要我母亲的帮助。
And his daily activities, he requires my mom's help assistance.
很多年以来，他也像毕士大使旁边的病人一样，等候得痊愈的机会。
For many years, he was just like those near Bethesda, hoping to have a chance to be cured.
可惜到最后他还是失望。
But in the end, he was disappointed.
我们不确定这个病了三十八年的人生病的原因。
We don't know the reason of this invalid man.
但是有今天经文的十四节，主耶稣对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。”
However, in verse 14, it says, "See.You are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you."
由这边我们可以猜到他的病应该是跟罪有关系。
We can guess his sickness is linked to sin.
还有，我们也不知道他在池边已经等了多久。
And also, we don't know how long he has been waiting by the pool.
可是从他回答主耶稣的问题，我们可以看出，他一定是等了一段相当长的时间。
But from his answering to Jesus, we can see he must have waited for a long time.
因为他没有注意到是谁在问他。
Because he didn't notice who was asking him the question.
而且他只顾着怨天尤人，口气里充满了埋怨跟失望。
He was only focused on blaming and complaining. He was full of disappointment.
确实，等候是一件很难的功课。
Truly, waiting is an extremely difficult thing.
这提醒我们侍奉神的人，有时也会以为没有人关心我。
It also reminds us who serve God that when we think,No one cares.
没有人帮助我。
No one helps us.
但事实是，神都知道，神都看见。
But in reality, God knows and He sees.
那么，你有没有注意到，在祭司大使旁边有那么多的病人，为什么主耶稣只有问这个38年的人呢
？So when you see the passage, do you see that there's many sick people? However, Jesus only focused on the man who has been invalid for 38 years.
我想主要的原因是主耶稣体恤他的痛苦。
I think one of the main reasons is because Jesus had compassion for him.
而主耶稣问他你要痊愈吗的第一个用意是
and Jesus' reasoning of asking him, do you want to get well, is because
是要他认清他现在的状况。
Jesus wants him to realize his current condition.
因为他不光是身体上有病，他的心里也有了苦毒。
Because he not only has physical illness, he was also bitter in his heart.
换句话说，主耶稣的提问不只是要针对他身体方面的问题，也是针对他在属灵方面的问题。
In another word, Jesus' questioning was not only focusing on his physical problem, but also his spiritual problem.
所以认清自己是否有问题是得医治的第一步。
Therefore, acknowledging one's problem is the beginning of getting healed.
这跟神问以利亚说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？是有着相似的意用意的。
And has similar meanings towards when Jesus, when God asks Elijah, "What are you doing here?"
那么主耶稣问这个病人说，你要痊愈吗？的第二个用意是什么呢？
Then what is the second meaning of Jesus asking this invalid man, do you want to be well?
是要他认清谁才是真正的医治者。
He wants him to realize who is the true healer.
几年前在电视上有个影集叫做 House MD.
So there was a show called House.
它是描述一个医学天才 Dr. House 怎样带着一个精英团队来对付各样的疑难杂症。
It was about a medical genius leading his elite team in treating all types of medical disorders, and the doctor's name is Dr. House.
如果你看过，你就知道，他们诊断的准确性跟治愈率简直是难以想象的高。
His accuracy in diagnosing and treating is unbelievably high. If you have watched the show,
我想你会同意我说，这种现象大概只有在电视或电影小说上才会发生。
I think you will agree with me that this phenomenon probably only occurs in TV or fictional stories.
看了 Dr. House 的影集以后
，After watching the show，
我难免也会幻想着
，I have this dream。
如果他真的是有那么厉害，我也想让他来看一看我的腰的问题。
If he is that good, I want him to check out my back problem.
当然这是开玩笑的想法哈。
Of course, it's a joke.
可是我有一点不可以否认的是，当我们生病的时候，我们都希望找到好的医生，对不对？
One thing that we cannot negate is when we are sick, we want to find a good doctor.
我想1997年
looking back to 1997.
在那个一年当中，我连续失去了我的父亲跟我的哥哥。
I lost my dad and my father that year.
他们都是因病离开的。
And they both passed away due to illness.
当然心中除了悲伤以外，心里难免会想。
Aside from being sorrow, it is inevitable for me to think.
如果能够找到好的医生来医治他们，他们可能就不会走。
If we can find a good doctor to treat them, maybe they wouldn't have passed away.
这说明了我们人在人的尽头的时候，总是会想到希望神能够施怜悯，行神迹在我们所爱的人身上。
It shows that at the end of man, we still hope that God would show mercy and perform miracles in our loved ones.
我想这也应该也是那些在毕士大池旁边的人所期待的。
I think that's also what those crowded around Bethesda had hoped.
不过谈到神迹，在四福音书中，我们看到主耶稣施行了许多的神迹。
When we talk about miracles, Jesus has performed many, recorded in the Gospels.
其中有不少是医治的神迹。
And among them, many of them about healing.
比如说在马太福音的8-9章。
For example, Matthew chapter 8-9.
他就记载了九个医治的神迹。
It recorded nine miracles of healing.
今天经文所记载的也是一件医治的神迹。
Today's passage also about healing, a miracle about healing.
不过这个神迹只有出现在约翰福音中。
However, this miracle only occurred in the book of John.
其他的三本福音书并没有记载。
And it was not recorded in any other book of the gospel.
那么为什么福音书要记载神迹呢？
Then why does the gospel record about miracles?
这是因为神迹充分证明了神的国的降临。
It clearly proves the coming of God's kingdom.
并且他们显明了三个真理。
And I also want to share about the reveals three truths.
第一是神的爱。
First is God's love.
第二是耶稣基督的权柄。
Second is Christ's authorities.
第三是证实真理之道。
And the third is to confirm the truth.
至于耶稣基督的权柄。
And about Jesus' authority.
如果我们仔细观察福音书的神迹。
If we clearly dissect the Gospels about the miracles.
我们就可以看到主耶稣的权柄彰显在医病、掌管自然界、胜过魔鬼、胜过罪、还有战胜死亡这五方面。
We can see Jesus' authorities are through healing, sovereignty over nature, victory over the devil, triumph over sin, and triumph over death.
毋庸置疑的，主耶稣胜过世上所有的医生。
We can see that Jesus overcomes all doctors.
问题是你跟我相不相信。
The question is though, do you and I believe?
这是我想起以前我和我太太结婚的时候想要小孩的心情。
This reminds me of when me and my wife, after we got married, when we want to have children.
为了这个缘故，我们去找过许多的医生都没有办法。
And we have sought doctors, many doctors, but we weren't able to conceive.
所以一些好心的同事、亲友就介绍我们去庙里拜拜。
So some co-workers and friends and families asked us to go to temple and burn incense.
那个时候我跟我太太还没有信主。
At the moment, me and my wife weren't Christians yet.
心想既然在人不能，也许在庙里的神明能。
So to us, maybe since men can't, maybe the idols in the temple can.
谁知道到最后证明连庙里的神明也是不能。
In the end, it proves that even the idols in the temples cannot.
后来我们有机会接触到福音而信主。
Later on, we had a chance to hear the gospel and believe in God.
神怜悯我们，听了我们的祷告。
God showed mercy to us and heard our prayers.
他也让我们有了三个小孩。
And gave us three children.
这个经历让我学到信错对象是多么的可怕。
This experience made me understand how horrible it is to have a false belief.
如果我们看这些闭室大使池边残疾的病人，
When we look at these sick people by Bethesda,
他们也是信错对象。
They also believe in false objects.
因为他们相信有天使会下来搅动池水，而使他们得医治。
Because they believe that there's an angel that will come stir up the poor water and heal them.
事实是，真正的医治能力是来自于神。
In reality, true healing power comes from God.
而天使只是奉差遣来传达神的旨意跟恩典。
An angel actually just took the order to convey God's will and His grace.
他们不能自己随便的用自己的意思去行神迹奇事。
They cannot perform miracles on their own.
所以说是相信池水或者是天使可以医治，那就是信错对象。
Therefore, believing the pool water or healing by angels means they believe in false objects.
当主耶稣问了这个患病三十八年说：“你要痊愈吗？”
So when Jesus saw the man invalid for 38 years, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
这个病人回答说：“先生，水动的时候，没有人把我放到池子里。我正去的时候，就有人比我先下去。”
Sir, the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool. When the water is stirred, while I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me."
如果你仔细想一下他的回答
，When you ponder upon his answering.
你就会发现这个病人把所有的注意力都集中在他没有办法比人先下去的问题上面。
He focuses on the point that he cannot get into the pool before others.
他没有注意到为什么耶稣会问他。
He didn't notice why Jesus asked him specifically.
还有这个问他的人到底是谁。
And also, who is this person that asked him the questions?
所以主耶稣主动地问他说你要痊愈吗的第二个用意。
So therefore, when Jesus asked him, "Do you want to get well?" the second meaning is.
主耶稣就是要唤起他的注意。
He is to call onto his attention.
要让他知道，真正能够医治他的人是他耶稣，而不是池中的水，也不是受差遣的天使。
Realizing that Jesus is the only one who can truly heal, and not the angels.
我们今年七月的时候有几家到。这个灵命晋升会去。
So a couple of families went to New York Summer Conference in July, beginning of July.
这个主题讲员于宏杰弟兄以基督是一切来劝勉所有的弟兄姐妹们。
Brother, you used Christ is all as a title to encourage all brothers and sisters.
第一天，他要我们省察自己跟基督耶稣的关系到底有多真实。
First, he wants us to examine how real our relationship with Jesus is.
他提到了今日弟兄姐妹们最大的问题，就是把所有的注意力都集中在怎么解决问题或者困难上。
He says, brothers and sisters these days focus our attention on how to solve problems and difficulties.
反而忽略了自己必须先与基督的生命有所连结。
And we neglect that we need to have a connection with Christ's life first.
所以他用了一个比喻。
So he gave a metaphor.
他说一个没有与基督连结的生命就像一棵在圣诞节被砍下来的圣诞树一样。
He says, a Christian's life without connection with Jesus is like a Christmas tree being cut down for Christmas time.
即使装饰的再华丽，终究还是要枯干。
Doesn't matter how gorgeous it is decorated, it will die eventually.
余弟兄也提到了，人的一生中会有许多的难处。
Brother, you also mentioned that there's a lot of difficulties that we will face in life.
就好像我们行船会遇到礁石一样。
Just like when we're sailing ship, we can encounter reef.
若是我们一直专注于怎么样挪去礁石，我们的属灵生命就会像船一样被搁浅。
If our focus is how to remove the reef, our spiritual life will be like the ship, we're completely stranded.
唯有将水涨高，船就过去了。
Only when we raise the water higher, then the ship will be able to move forward.
而这个将水涨高是神的作为。
And the raising water is God's work, God's doing.
这个神的作为，也就是说，我们的生命愿意被神来改变。
And that is when we are willing to let our life be changed by God.
那这样困难就不再困住我们。
Therefore, the difficulties will no longer bind us.
因此，余弟兄说，要先成为，才会有作为。
So therefore, Brother Yu says, in order to accomplish something, you must be someone first.
也就是说，我们要先成为神的儿女，才会有所作为。
Meaning, you must be God's son and daughter first, then you will accomplish some things.
这个时候，环境或困难也不会困住。
So therefore, at that moment, difficulties will no longer bind us.
因为有神的生命在我们里面，就像那个宝贝放在瓦器里面一样。
Because God's life is within us, and it's just like treasures placed within a vessel.
所以认识基督，跟他有亲密的关系是至关重要。
So therefore, knowing Christ, have a close relationship with Him is super important.
因为他是我们的拯救，是我们的医治者。
Because He is our Savior, and He's a healer.
好，让我们来看第三个用意。
So then, let's look at the third intention.
也就是要痊愈，就要持守盼望。
And that is to hold unswervingly to the hope in Him.
在十八世纪，有研究人员做了一个这样的试验。
In 18th century, researchers conducted an experiment.
他们要来探讨这个动物怎么样在这个溺水中求生存。
The experiment was to see how animals fight for life while drowning.
首先，研究员把一群的老鼠放到水池中来观察他们的行为。
So the researchers placed a group of mouse into a pool to watch their behavior.
这个研究人员发现老鼠们在溺水之前平均大概可以坚持18分钟。
The researchers saw that before drowning, all the mouse can last about 18, they will fight for life for about 18 minutes.
然后这个研究人员为了知道老鼠的死因。
And the researchers want to know the cause of their death.
所以他们就做了一些解剖。
They did some dissection.
他们发现所有的死老鼠的血液都集中在他们的肠子里面。
They see that the blood of the dead mouse has pooled in the stomach.
然后研究人员再把第二群的老鼠放到水里。
And the researchers placed a second group of mouse into the pool.
不过这一次研究人员有了不同的举动。
However, this time they did something a little different.
也就是当这个研究人员发现哪一只老鼠奄奄不息，已经快要不行的时候
，When the researcher sees that one mouse that's about to die，
他就把它捞上来，然后等过了一分钟以后再把它放到水里面。
The researchers pick that mouse up and leave them out for a minute, and then put them back in.
这个结果是第二群的老鼠在溺水之前。平均可以生存到36个小时。
The conclusion is the second group of mice, before they're completely drowned, they're able to fight for life for 36 hours.
在好奇之下，研究人员又做了一些解剖。
So researchers did another dissection on the second group of mice.
他们发现所有死老鼠的血液都集中在他们的肌肉里面。
And this time, the mice, their blood is pooled in their muscles.
根据这个试验，研究人员有了一个这样的结论。
And because of the experiment, they had this conclusion.
就是第二群的老鼠们都是因为筋疲力尽而死。
The conclusion is the second group of mice died due to exhaustion.
而不是像第一群老鼠那样因为恐惧而死。
And not like the first group of mice died of fear.
很显然的，第二群的老鼠是因为经过有一次的被救，他们就为了能够再一次被救而的盼望而坚持到最后。
We can clearly see because the second group had been saved once, therefore they had the hope of being saved again, and they fought to the end.
虽然这是一个老鼠求生本能试验。
Even though it's an experiment of mice being saved.
但是它却给我们一个很重要的提醒。
but it gave us an important warning.
那就是盼望的力量的确是很大。
That is the enormous power of hope.
当你面对困难或痛苦的时候
，When you face pain, when you face difficulties.
如果你总是带着恐惧跟害怕的心
，If you keep on holding fearful heart and anxiety.
好像觉得一点希望都没有。
Like it's completely hopeless.
那么你是很难坚持下去。
Then it will be very difficult for you to move forward.
反之，你若是你心存盼望，你就能够坚持到底。
However, if you have hope, then you will fight to the end.
能够度过困难。
And overcome difficulties.
我们在新约圣经中，这个盼望这个词至少出现了44以上。
In the New Testament, the word hope occurred about 40 times.
它大部分是指神的应许跟或是耶稣基督。
And the word hope connects to God's promise or about Jesus Christ.
比如保罗在加拉太书五章五节说：“我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候那所盼望的义。”
In Galatians 5:5, it says, "For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope."
然后在罗马书十五章十三节，大家都很熟悉的：“但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安。”充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
In Romans chapter 15, verse 13, it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit."
然而，盼望常常是跟信心和忍耐连在一起。
And hope often is connected with faith and perseverance.
就是罗马书八章二十四到二十五节说。
Just like Romans chapter 8, verse 24 to 25, it says,
我们得救是在乎盼望，我们所盼望的，那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
For in this hope we were saved, but if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
我们可能很难想象这个患病38年人忍受了多少的不方便与痛苦。
We might have a hard time imagining how much inconvenience and pain this invalid person has suffered.
而且他为了要得到医治，还需要在池边忍耐等候。
And in order to be healed, he needs to patiently wait by the pool.
但是神并没有忘记他。
However, God did not forget about him.
因为在逾越节的这一天，主耶稣专程来到毕士大池的旁边。
Because during Sabbath, Jesus deliberately came to the pool.
主动地问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
He took the initiative in asking him, "Will thou be made whole?"
可是我们看到他只是回答说：“没有人把我放在池子里。”
However, what we see from this man is he says, "I have no one to help me into the pool."
他没有那种“好啊，请你告诉我要怎样如何得到痊愈。”
And he didn't have the curiosity of, "Sure, tell me how I can get healed."
我相信这是他已经被对被医治的盼望已经破灭了。
I believe at that point, he has completely lost his hope for being healed.
他已经认命了。
He already lost hope.
因为当等候看到好像一直都没有止境的时候。
Because when we see no end in waiting.
这个人对这个医治的盼望自然就会被消耗殆尽。
Then the person lost hope of being healed.
箴言的17章22节说。
In Proverbs chapter 17, 22, it says,
喜乐的心是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bone.
一个没有盼望的心是忧伤的。
A hopeless heart is crushed.
是没有办法治愈的。
And cannot be healed.
而这样的心情，主耶稣当然知道。
And of course, Jesus knows how that feels.
所以在他准备施行神迹之前，
So therefore, before he performs the miracle,
他要让这个病人不再心灰意冷。
He wants this invalid man to not be disheartened.
要重新燃起盼望。
And wants him to revive with hope.
这就是他的第三个用意。
And that was his third intention.
在问了这个病人以后，他就吩咐这个病人说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”
After asking this invalid man, Jesus tells him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk."
那个人就立刻痊愈，拿起褥子来走了。
And at once the man was cured, he picked up his mat and walked.
也许褥子对你来说并没有什么特别的地方。
Maybe to you, the mat has no specific meaning.
但是对那个病人来说，却是他多年所倚靠的。
But to that invalid man, it is something he relied on for the past many years.
从某个角度来说，褥子也象征了罪带给他多年的残疾。
From a different perspective, the mat represents the disability that sin has caused him.
可是当耶稣医治他以后，他立刻可以起来。
However, when Jesus healed him, he can immediately pick up the mat and walk.
这是何等的恩典。
How much grace that is.
想一想我们自己。
Now looking back at us.
我们是否有某件事物是我们所倚靠的或者是拿不起来的。
Is there something that we rely on or something that we cannot pick up?
它或许是我们的才能、财富或者是我们的罪。
It might be our abilities, our wealth, or maybe our sins.
为此我们可能就会像那个残疾的病人一样离不开他的褥子。
And because of that, we might be like the invalid man, unable to leave the mat.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So therefore, brothers and sisters.
我盼望你我都能够认清我们自己的境况。
I hope that we can all realize our current condition.
我们愿意谦卑地放下自己来到主耶稣的面前。
Willing to humbly put ourselves in front of Jesus.
寻求他的医治，寻求他的拯救。
And seek his healing and his salvation.
这样我们就可以起来，拿起褥子走。
And that way, we may pick our mat and walk.
好，让我来总结一下。
Let me put an ending remark.
我们今天的经文告诉我们
，Today's passage tells us.
既怜悯主耶稣，刻意的在逾越节的时候来到了众人所期待得医治的必是大慈。
And due to Jesus' mercy, during Sabbath, he deliberately came to Bethesda, where people wishing to be healed.
然而这位众人都盼望的弥赛亚问了一个患病38年的人说，你要痊愈吗？
And the Messiah that all have hoped for asked this invalid man for 30 years this question, will thou be made whole?
这个问题从表面看起来好像是明知故问，又有点讽刺。
On the surface, this question seems a little redundant and a little ironic.
但是它却带着很深的用意。
But the questioning actually carry a deep meaning.
主耶稣的这个问题是要要让这个患病的人第一认清自己的情况。
Jesus' questioning for this person is first to have him realize his current condition.
第二就是认清谁才是真正的医治者。
And secondly, to realize who is the true healer.
第三就是要他持守盼望，不要灰心。
And thirdly, to have him hold unswervingly to the hope in him.
其实主耶稣到今天仍然在问着我们。
Actually, today Jesus asks us this too.
你要痊愈吗？
Will thou be made whole?
也许你直接的反应就是我又没有病，我为什么要得痊愈呢？
Maybe your immediate reaction is, I'm not even sick. Why do I need to be healed?
不过这样的反应跟那个我又没有罪，我为什么需要耶稣拯救呢？是不是很像？
It is really similar to saying, I don't have sin. Why do I need Jesus' salvation?
事实是我们每一个人一生下来在属灵方面就有问题。
Actually, every one of us have a spiritual problem from the day that we were born.
我们是与神隔绝的。
We're separated from God.
如果我们没有认清自己实在是有问题。
If we don't recognize that we have issues.
我们就不会要求医治的。
Then we would not want healing.
然而想要得到医治就必须认清只有耶稣基督才是真正的医治者。
And if we want to be healed, we must realize that only Jesus Christ is the ultimate healer.
因为除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Because salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
还有，我们是不是跟这个残疾的病人一样？
Also, are we like the disabled?
人生充满了绝望跟无奈，以至于对人生已经认命了。
Our life full of despair and helplessness to a point that we simply accept our fate.
如果是如此，我们就应该回到神的面前。
If that is true, then we have to return back to God.
因为圣经告诉我们，神都看见了。
Because in the Bible it tells us God has seen it all.
在所有的伤心跟难过的地方，他都是与我们在一起的，因为他是以马内利。
In every sad and difficult situation, he has been with us because he is Emmanuel.
而且他借着运行在我们心中的大能大力来激励我们，重燃起盼望。
And through the mighty power and strength within us to encourage us, to be revived.
相信他的慈爱。
And trust in his love.
希伯来书的作者勉励我们说。
The author from Hebrew encourages us by saying.
他说要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实。
Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我实在诚心的希望你们能够跟耶稣基督的生命有所连结
I truly hope that you have a connection with Jesus' life.
可以每天亲近他，增进与他的关系
Draw closer to him each day.
因为他是我们的一切
And build a deeper relationship with him because he is our all.
希望我们彼此可以互相的勉励跟督促。
May we encourage each other and also keep each other accountable.
好，谢谢主。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们知道你爱我们。
We know that you love us.
不管是我们的境况如何。
It doesn't matter what our condition is like.
只要我们愿意,
as long as we're willing,
我们能够认清我们自己的情况,
we would see our current condition.
我们愿意被拯救,
we want to be saved.
愿意被医治,
we want to be healed.
你就能够,
you will be able.
盼望在我们当中还没有相信你的人, 他们也能够借个这个机会来相信你。
And hope those who have not believed in you through this message will do.
愿你自己的荣耀能够遮盖所有的地方。
May your glory cover all things.
我们将一切颂赞以及赞美都归给你。
We give all praise and worship to you.
我们这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.